welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Susan from her car.
Hey, Susan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good, Earl. Thanks a lot for a great show again today. I just have to comment about the animal discussion. I am a dog lover. I've had dogs, cats, horses, birds, and I actually am a dog walker. So I feel like they complete my life. Not everybody feels that way, but it's kind of animals tend to live in the moment. They don't have any expectations. They just are there. And, you know, people who beat their dogs, the next day their dog will come up and talk to them. And so it's just like, it's an important, to me, it's a really important part of life because it gives you a lot of stability. Anyway, that's just me.
No, listen, when you say the fact that it adds stability to your life, and you talked about people who abuse animals, and the animal then turns around, you know, the animal doesn't have free will. You know what I mean?
Right.
Only people have free will, and so animals can only be that. They right. don't, you know, they've been given brains to think, and yes, they can think, but they don't have free will to determine whether or not they like or hate somebody. Human beings do. And so when you see human beings who are abusive to animals, you'll find a human being that is abusive to human beings. You know, and that is just the kind of a person that you see even at young ages, you know, who abuse animals. I haven't raised animals, but I can tell you I certainly respect them. They're put here for a reason. There's only one life. And, you know, when people separate lives and say, well, you know, the animal is not a human being, you know. Well, everything that's living has life. And so it may be a different form of life, but it's a life. And so when you see people who have the affinity, like you said, to love animals, you know, that's a tender person. And if you find a person who can love animals, you've got a person who can also, and more times than not, is able to reciprocate with human beings. So, you know,
right.
Go ahead.
Also, Earl, they're very healing for children who've gone through a lot of undue stress and in their lives. They're healing for people. And actually, dogs have ESP. They can, you can work with your dog once they get to know you. They really know what you're thinking and feeling. It's kind of an interesting thing. I've done this work with my own dog. So it's, their brain is developed to a certain point, but they also have because dogs feel with their whole body, not just, their whole body is like, sucks in all this information. And so it's really interesting when you start thinking about how they respond. People are oftentimes don't understand that dogs kind of suck in all this emotion from you. So if you're not in a good spot, your dog knows you're not in a good spot. And they respond differently to you at that point in time. And dogs are like people to a greater or lesser extent. But it's interesting because I will always have a dog. My husband isn't a big dog person, but he tolerates the fact that I'm always going to have a dog in my house.
You know, after it's all said and done, animals are gifts. And, yes. And you know, the world would not be better without animals. I mean, that's just the realities of it. And we've been gifted with animals, and we have dominion over animals. And so we've been given that. And so we have to understand that and put all that in perspective. But thank you very much, my friend, as always. Great words of wisdom. You know, I wanna go here as we start winding down the show this morning. I'm really getting to a point where the toxicity of people in this country is getting worse. And if we are in a position that we dislike or hate somebody, think about this. Well, they're Republican. Oh, okay. So why don't you like that person? They're Republican. Oh. So why do you not like that person? Well, they're a Democrat. Okay. So can you explain that in a way that maybe I can understand that? Because somebody wears a title of a Democrat or a Republican, we can't do what's in the best interest of people in this country. I don't have letters behind my name. But I certainly understand that it is absolute lunacy to dislike somebody based on the fact that they have letters behind. I mean, that they are a Republican or a Democrat. And that's getting worse and worse and worse, and the chasm is getting wider and wider and wider. And we're disliking one another more and more and more because of what? Oh, I'm a conservative. Oh, you are. Now, what is that? Well, you know, we don't believe in helping people. We believe people need to stand on their own two feet. Oh, you do you? Oh, okay. So that's what makes you a conservative. Well, so I talked to a person who's labeled a Democrat, and so what do you say? Well, I'm a Democrat, and I think we need to help people. Oh, okay. You do you? Do you always do things in your own life to help people when you are given an opportunity in your own life on a daily basis? Are you doing things to make people's lives better? Well, I don't know who those people personally, so you know I don't get involved in. Well, what are we talking about? You're a Democrat. You're a Republican. What does any of that mean? What does any of that matter in the overall scheme of things? Again, to separate. So you know, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. You know, I don't belong to either party. Never have. I'll go to my grave never doing that. Because I believe that what you do is treat people the way you would want to be treated and be respectful of the fact that people are here at the same time that you are on this planet for a short period of time, and I am 80% through my life cycle. So why would I waste time in the time I have left with hating somebody or disliking somebody? Well, what is there to gain by any of that? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, I've never been able to understand that. You know, I mean, the majority of the time, I'm going to be voting Democrat. But that doesn't mean I'm a Democrat. Again, there's only two parties, Democrat and Republican. And I have to choose one to vote for, one that is probably a little bit closer to what I believe and how I attempt to live my life. That's the direction that I go when it comes time to vote. But I don't believe that because, you know, somebody's a Democrat that somehow they're going to be perfect and somebody who's a Republican is not going to be that. But when you put those limitations on your life and on yourself, we wind up with the polarization that we are dealing with now. If we don't figure out a way around the polarization in this nation that continues to get worse and worse and worse, let me draw a parallel. So the Russians are at war with Ukrainians. They really are almost one and the same. They live in the same, you know, part of the world. They're more brothers than they are anything. So why are they willing to and hate one another so much that they're willing to destroy one another? Why? They say the Ukrainians got Nazis over there. Oh, they do. Do they? How do you know? Were you ever over there? Well, people argue with you and say, well, that's the reason. When I come back from break, I'm going to read an article about, you know, somebody who believes that. Somebody who believes that, and she's not alone, that one of the reasons why Russia has invaded Ukraine is because they have, you know, Nazis who have taken over Ukraine. And in the coming days, you need to, I think it's Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, I've got a person who lived in Ukraine who is going to be spending some time with us and explaining just what is really taking place. They've lived in Ukraine for a couple decades, and they'll be able to share some information about what is taking place. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.